T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. And of course, you can always listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. So the phone's been ringing off the hook tonight. It's been pretty cool. The only downside, Dave, I feel bad, because they all know that we've got Mark Levin coming on here about 10 minutes. They all want to talk to Mark Levin.
They do.
It's like, nobody wants to talk to me. It's like, okay, great, thanks.
I'm sorry, John.
I know.
Talk to you, John.
Not only am I lonely because my wife's been out of town for 10 days, now everybody wants to talk to Mark Levin. Nobody wants to talk to me. I'm hurt.
He is well known.
So you're saying that Mark Levin is a little more well known than I am?
Just a little bit.
Just slightly.
He's on Nationwide.
That's
what it is.
And he's got books.
He does have books, doesn't he?
And I don't have any books. So if I write books and start talking like this, maybe. If I started yelling more and lost my temper and started calling people idiots and hanging up on them.
Right.
Then maybe.
People would love you.
People.
It all starts with a book, though, John.
It all starts with a book. I don't think that's going to happen. Okay, so I do have one thing. See, people call in, I can tell them funny stuff.
Right.
So I found this latest new bit.
Okay.
Okay, this comes straight from the American Medical Association.
Oh, official.
Yes, this is official. This, much like the CDC, here's another organization that has just gone all woke and has now lost even more credibility.
All right.
Because they announced Monday. So Monday of this week, they announced that sex should be removed as a legal designation on the public portion of birth certificates. I never should have given you that soundbite. I never should have sent you that soundbite. Yes, apparently sex should be removed as a legal designation on the public portion of birth certificates, because requiring it can lead to discrimination and unnecessarily burden individuals whose current gender identity does not align with their designation at birth, namely when they register for school or sports, adopt, get married, or request personal records. So they apparently, it just hurts them terribly. It causes great deals of pain and suffering to have to admit what they really are.
Well, you knew this was coming, right, John? At some point, you knew this is going to be, you know, what was going to happen.
This is like last week when we talked about the fact that Australians are now saying that sharks, we have to be nice, and a shark attack can't be called a shark attack; it has to be called an incident.
A shark incident.
No, it wasn't even a shark incident. It was like a unfortunate event or something. Yeah, you can't even call it that. It's a bumping. It's a
can't say shark.
Right. You can't. Yeah. It's like an aquatic encounter. I mean, it was so asinine. But apparently now the American Medical Association says they want to remove the designation of sex on birth certificates.
Okay.
Because don't ask me why. You're looking at me like I know. I don't know anything. I mean, what do you think? I think it's asinine.
It is. It's ridiculous because we got to have that designation, right?
You would think.
That's just the basics.
Apparently not. Well, but then again, you know, according to that one gender site I saw, there's 122 genders. So Maybe they just need to expand the slot, the check boxes on a birth certificate, and they can put all 122 checks in there, and they can just sort of go through it's a multi-choice kind of thing. Maybe that's what they need to do, is go through multi-choice, and you can choose to be this, or you can choose to be that, or you could do other things.
Absolutely. We have a call.
Oh!
Sean is with us.
Sean, you're on the John Whitmer Show.
Hi, John. I'm willing to talk to you.
Well, I appreciate that, Sean. I mean, he hasn't seen the protest beard, so that may, you know. Sean, I got to tell you, this has just been crazy, the stuff that's been coming across. I get these news feeds every day. They come to the KMIKNSS email, and I get them all the time, this update for this and this update for this. And then this one here from the American Medical Association just came in, and I'm like, oh, my God, what are these people doing? They're loons.
Okay, so what do you want me to comment specifically?
Whatever you want to ask about. You called, so the floor is yours, brother. The floor is yours.
Okay, all right. I think this situation with the flu shots and the mask mandates is getting out of hand. It's outrageous. I mean, take the flu shot. You don't need to wear the mask. If you get a flu shot, now you got to get a second flu shot. Oh, no, you get a second flu shot, now you got to get a booster shot, and you got to wear a mask. Oh, no, if you get a booster shot, now you got to get a second booster shot, you got to wear two masks, and you got to wear them indoors, and they got socially distance 12 to 24 feet. I mean, you know, that's what it's coming to.
No, I know.
This crap's going to go on to the midterms.
I know. It's... And you know, there may be something to that right there. There may be something to the fact that the Democrats need this to help them get reelected or push certain candidates one way or the other, because they know there's some battleground states. And this is all about that razor-thin margin they have in the House and the fact that they're looking at losing the United States Senate. And, you know, there are also local elections. I mean, I think we all know that Brandon Whipple can't win re-election as mayor. Laura Kelly has no shot in heck of winning a re-election for governor. And so maybe they're looking to get through whatever they can in order to keep control. And I think for many of us, I think this is about control. But you're right. Part of the problem is the lack of consistency on the messaging. And we played that sound clip of the series of sound clips from Dr. Fauci. They were not transposed in the timing. This was all timed out in the order in which he said them. So he was saying masks, no masks, no masks, 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 no masks, in order, in chronological order. They don't know what they're doing, and that's part of the problem, and that's why people can't trust the science anymore.
Yeah, that's right. I don't trust it. You know something, John? I'm 56 years old, okay? I was born in May of 65. My favorite decade is the 80s. In fact, I miss the 80s so much. Last year, I had a dream that I was back in the 80s.
Well, you know, they had great music, and they had one heck of a president. I mean, I look at that right now, and I think to myself, boy, what would Reagan have done? And, you know, Sean, he would have been a fantastic president for this type of crisis. For this time, we could have sure used a Reagan today. He would have been a heck of a lot better president than what we have now. Yeah, I know Reagan had Alzheimer's, but it didn't come in until after he was in the White House. Right now, we've got a president who's dealing with Alzheimer's in the White House. Thanks, Sean. We'll take a quick break. Stick around after the top of the hour break. The great one himself, Mark Levin, will be with us. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.